The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many? Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, in the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which denied that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, therefore in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption, and grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, what will this babbler say? Other some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Women receive their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat